when I taught NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, people would come see me and they'd want me to change them. And I would. I'd go in there and change their associations, and it really worked. But I also noticed that in some cases, not most but some, after a couple of years, the change would go back. Let's say somebody was smoking and I got them to link to smoking, massive pain, and to not smoking, pleasure. Well, once that happened, sure enough, their behavior changed. Their brain needed to avoid pain, so it avoided cigarettes, and it wanted pleasure, so it moved towards the new behavior that we installed. But the whole idea of programming basically set me up, and that is, I got people actually thinking that I was doing something to them that they couldn't change back, which is not true. 2 or 3 years later, they needed some new way of changing the way they felt, and they went back to cigarettes for whatever reason, and they could go, see, this stuff doesn't work. And I'd say, what do you mean it doesn't work? It worked for 3 years. They go, yeah, but it didn't work forever. What I developed was a new metaphor, and the metaphor is that of conditioning, and here's the difference. Recently, I had somebody come to my house to tune my piano. Now, I don't play the piano, but I've got this great piano. That sounds logical, doesn't it? Somebody in my family is going to start playing it. It looks good, though. Hey, what the heck? But the bottom line is my kids are finally learning to play. So we have this guy come in to tune our piano. This great grand piano. And so the guy comes in, and he adjusts the piano. And the way he tunes it is he changes the amount of tension that's going on these wires. There's literally tons of tension on them. And in his doing this, I thought, okay, well, that's it. And he said, no, I got to come back next week. And I said, what do you mean? I thought you just tuned it. He said, yeah. He said, but see, it's been stretched in this way for so long that what I got to do is I got to retune it. I got to keep stretching this new pattern in. I got to condition those wires so they stay this way. And I said, well, can't you just do it once and last? He goes, oh, because it's been pulling in that other way for so long now that you just got to condition it. And sure enough, even while he was there, before he left, we tested it, and some of them had already gone back to the old way. So he adjusted them again, and now he has to come back out in another week, and then he's going to come back out again, I guess, in 2 weeks. Then he comes back out in a month. Then he comes out every 3 months. Then he comes out eventually every 6 months. Even to keep it the way it is, he's got to condition it at least twice a year. And that's my metaphor for life as well. I didn't become, quote unquote, successful in my life because one day I reprogrammed myself and everything was perfect. Most of the success that I experienced, the abundance I experienced mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, is because every single day I condition myself to be at my best, to feel at my best, to give my best. And that's what neuroassociative conditioning is about. That's why I don't talk about just programming per se as much as I talk about conditioning. Hey, you would not run out if you wanted to be physically full of energy and vibrant. You wouldn't run out and work out one time. Say, do aerobics one time and say, boy, I'm glad that's done. Now I'll be healthy for life. You know, that's not how it works. What you got to be able to do is condition yourself day after day. And pretty soon you love the conditioning. You begin to get addicted to it. It's just part of your lifestyle. You wouldn't get up and not brush your teeth. You wouldn't get up and not shower or do your hair. So you shouldn't get up and not condition yourself for success each day. So start thinking about this as a lifestyle, not a tape program that you listened to a long time ago, but something you're conscious of daily.